From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Ron Richard of Joplin is set to become the new president pro tem of the Missouri Senate. His fellow Republicans chose him for the position Tuesday in a closed-door meeting, while his formal election will take place today on the Senate floor. Richard says he's honored, but added that he will actually have less power than he's had as the floor leader.
And that's okay. I'm serious about this. I'm not here to make friends. I love the institution. I think we're here for a reason.
Richard also becomes the only Missourian to serve as both the House Speaker and Senate President pro tem. He succeeds Tom Dempsey, who resigned from office this summer and now works for a lobbying firm in St. Louis County. Columbia is set to get its first electric bus next Monday. Como Connect will receive one 40-foot bus and three 30-foot buses from BYD Coach and Bus Company. Como Connect's multimodal manager Drew Brooks says the new electric buses are very efficient and cheap to operate and predicts a significant drop in maintenance prices. However, Brooks says the cost to obtain one 40-foot bus is between $250,000 and $300,000, which is more expensive than a diesel bus.
As we add more of these vehicles to the fleet, and if we do see significant savings, that we would hopefully be able to kind of roll that savings back to the public in some way, shape, or form.
He says the electric buses will rotate between various routes, and they are looking into charging the buses through solar panels. Missouri's Republican-led legislature will be meeting to consider overriding more than a dozen vetoes made by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon, including several on bills affecting workers' paychecks. The annual veto override session is to begin at noon Wednesday. A two-thirds vote in each chamber is required to override vetoes. The bills up for consideration include ones cutting unemployment benefits to one of the shortest periods nationally, barring local minimum wages, and eliminating college scholarships for certain immigrants. All of those appear likely to pass so long as Republicans hold together their supermajorities. Another vetoed bill would make Missouri a right-to-work state by barring union contracts that require fees from all employees, but some Republicans have vowed to oppose an override attempt. Members of a Missouri Senate committee are denying that they're conducting a witch hunt against Planned Parenthood. Republican David Sater of Berry County says they're only looking for the truth, but Susan Gibson from the National Organization for Women disagrees.
You cannot convince me that your overwrought emotion is not motivated by your thirst for campaign donations, because you insist on using inaccurate, inflammatory language like babies, body parts, and selling, rather than scientifically and medically accurate language.
Meanwhile, committee chair Kurt Schaefer told reporters after the hearing that he may issue subpoenas to Planned Parenthood officials if they don't voluntarily appear. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.